Today, the Vikings of Jackson take on the Hornets of Kersley. Now, here's the host of Quizbusters, Matt Ottinger.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to Quizbusters. Glad to have you aboard.
WKAR-TV's Quizbusters celebrates 25 years on the air this year. Since its premiere, the program has been hosted by Matt Ottinger. Quizbusters pits mid-Michigan high school students against each other on two opposing teams in the classic College Bowl format. Contestants answer questions drawn from the worlds of mathematics, science, literature, history, the arts, and more. Matt Ottinger is here on Current State in the studios. Welcome to Current State.
Emmanuel, thank you for having me.
Where did your personal passion for game shows start?
You know, it was fun listening to the guys in the last segment, the hip-hop guys, and talking about how from a childhood this is what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing because you wouldn't think I would have much in common with hip-hop. But that was exactly it for me. When I was a child, I would take pegboards, cardboard, anything I could find, and I would build the sets of the TV shows that I was watching, and we would do game shows in the neighborhood.
What were some of your favorites?
Well, the original Jeopardy. There was a version back in the 70s of Jeopardy. Password, the $10,000 Pyramid, Hollywood Squares, all these old games that people my age are saying, oh, yeah, I remember. Concentration was another one. Fascinating stuff. All day long there'd be game shows.
How did you come to Quizbusters?
Well, I had volunteered at WKAR for years. Jeannie Krupp had brought me in to do some fun things. And they decided, WKAR decided, that they wanted to revive a quiz game that they had done in the 70s. They were looking for a host, and they auditioned a handful of people. I was lucky enough to have the connection of having some association with the station. So I was allowed to try out, and I was lucky enough to be selected.
What are some of the skills that you have to have as a host that people wouldn't think are that you need to do that job?
I tell people my skill set is I can read aloud. That, for me, that's all it is. Now, people would say that there's more to it than that.
I think
it's because I love the game show format so much. I'm just sort of instinctively attuned to what makes the game work. So I'm just instinctively doing that while I'm really literally trying not to trip up over some of the pronunciations of some of these great words that I have to say.
Yeah, the questions, from the Lansing area. My siblings two of them have been on Quizbusters. Uh-oh. And I've watched, and yeah, I would trip up on some of those words. I couldn't do it.
One of the tricks is to say it with confidence, and most people won't know how to say it right anyway.
So you're good. So we have a Quizbusters special edition is airing tonight. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, to celebrate our 25 years and to give people a frame of reference, The Simpsons have been on for 25 years. So I'm just like Bart, except I age. The 25th anniversary special that's on tonight on WKAR is going to be adults. It's going to be local media personalities, business leaders, folks like Jane Aldrich, Darren Rockhold, the erstwhile host of this program. Mark Bayshore is one of our participants. Kathleen Levy from the Lansing State Journal, who wrote a great article in this morning's paper, playing the very same game the high schoolers do. It's a little more fun. It's a little looser. We all have a really good time, and people should watch.
How did the special edition guests do compared to the high school students?
They were fine. They were nervous. Kathleen's article specifically talked about how nervous she was doing it, and the kids are nervous too, of course, when they play. But they stepped right up, and the best thing, and it's always something that's important when we're looking for the right people for these adult games, they were all very competitive. They wanted to win. They weren't just goofing around. We had fun. We laughed. We kidded around. But they wanted to win the games. And one of the games in particular was very, very close. So you got to watch to find out how that turned out.
Although this Quizbusters is a game show, at its heart, it's an educational tool it's also a scholarship program in some ways. And it's a really special experience for these kids to get to be on TV and to be a part of it. What does it feel like for you to be a part of all these high school students, high school experience in some way?
Well, you sort of nailed it with that question. Quizbusters is a lot of different things. And one of the things for me is it's very special to watch these students figure things out, solve things in their heads, work out stuff, not just have stuff come in memorized, because we try to ask questions that don't key just to that. And then years later, I'll encounter kids, just they're not kids anymore, and they'll all come up to me, they'll introduce themselves because they realize I won't recognize them, and tell me what a great experience it was. Years later, I mean decades later now, and they always remember that experience. And that is very heartening to me. It's a very special thing to me that I've given them that memory.
What's in store for the future of Quizbusters?
I have no idea. Hopefully a lot more of the same. We've just started taping some of the regular shows for this season. Those start airing on Saturday the 12th. And it's still great. It's still a lot of fun. We have some cosmetic differences this time, a little bit of changes, but the game has been the same for pretty much the whole run, and I hope we don't ever change that. That's the fun part of it.
You were talking about earlier about your passion for game shows, but you weren't always Justin the host, and there's also a participant side to you.
I was a contestant on two game shows, Sail the Century in the 80s, and then I was a contestant on Jeopardy in 2004. People remember Ken Jennings. Well, I remember him a little bit more than most. I had to play against Ken Jennings, who ended up winning 74 consecutive games. So unfortunately, I didn't do well on that, but it was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. WKRTV's Quizbuster celebrates 25 years. You can watch the special edition tonight at 9 o'clock. Matt, congratulations on 25 years.
Thank you, Emmanuel, very much. I enjoyed this.